Christmas Shopping by Max Hillman. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me nothing. I haven't got a true love. So, better sort the list out. A true love would have warned me that to drink 3 coffees before setting foot in Woolworths is guaranteed unhelpfulness in this torture that we call...
Oh, Christmas shopping.
Guaranteed to hinder. Hell, the pace is very, very quick this year. The high street looks like a mental anthill. Swarms of worker ants carrying leaves and twigs and presentation boxes of Yardley soaps.
Excuse me?
Too many ants without rhyme or reason.
Pardon?
Sorry?
Is this yours?
Yes, that's my list. Yes. Yes, that's my list. Where did you...
You dropped it.
I dropped it?
Back there.
Because I don't function without my list.
Really? I don't function with my list. Anyway.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Happy hunting.
Yeah, same to you.
A Generation Xmas shopper, if ever I saw one. Who the hell types their Christmas shopping list? Michael used to scribble his on fag packets, tube tickets, any old scrap of... Yes, but where does Michael get you? Michael gets you 34 and frozen stiff with a roll of market wrapping paper thinner than a Rizzler and a box of 80 cards with only 6 or 7 people you would like to send one to.
I nearly lost my list.
So good for him for typing it out. For putting some effort in. Good for him.
Now then, what's Jackie put on here? Dear James, I've just revisited my job description and find that nowhere does it state that as PA to Mr. James Coleman, I shall occasionally be required to rack my adult brain to come up with gift suggestions for Auntie K, 70-ish, mad as a toilet, something cheap. Try anti-macassars.
Say again, please. Anti-what?
Macassars?
Mascaras?
No. It's okay. Don't worry.
And who this year gets Michael's Father Christmas comes down horny woman's chimney fantasy, I wonder?
You've done it again, haven't you? You've overdone the coffee. I haven't even got a bag. He's got bags. Look at him. 1, 2, 7 bags. Why's he got 7 bags and I haven't even got one? Right, got to get a bag. Any bag will do. I've got to make a start.
You haven't lost it again, have you?
Excuse me?
I saw you with your head in your hands. I thought you might have lost your list again.
Oh, I see. No. No, the list is still with me, but... I think this is nausea.
Oh, dear.
The pressure, I think. I'm Christmas shopping.
Oh, well then, yes, it's definitely pressure.
Where would you go to buy antimacassars?
Antimacassars?
Do you know?
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't buy antimacassars?
No.
Really? Not even for Auntie Kay?
No. Who's Auntie Kay?
My auntie. She's 70-ish, mad as a toilet, slightly eccentric. Does an impression of Edith Piaf every year. A bad impression of Edith Piaf regretting nothing.
Any children?
No. Not married. I'm single.
Kay, has she got children?
Oh, I see. No. No, she hasn't.
Doll, then?
Hmm?
Buy her a doll. Every woman loves a doll, especially if they don't have a daughter. Buy her a doll. Trust me, she'll love it.
Really? Excellent.
Well, good luck.
Yeah, sure. Thanks. Bye. Genius. Auntie Kay, not anti-macassars. Doll. Where do you buy dolls, then?
So what are you, a Christmas shopping guru now? What's with the doll speech all of a sudden? Meanwhile, you spent the entire morning nurturing for yourself a nice weepy ulcer over Ted's CD. Mantovani. Something decent. Mantovani. Something good. You know he likes Mantovani. Get him that. Go into the shop, open your mouth, and say, Mantovani, please. Oh, God, though. Mantovani. He looked at my wedding hand when I helped him with his list.
Explore Hampshire. Explore Shropshire. explore Norton Radstock. God's sake, who buys this rubbish? What's this? Explore yourself? No, I'm sorry, I'm not having that. Excuse me.
Yes, sir?
Are you aware that you have Explore Yourself and Explore Norton Radstock on the same shelf?
No, I wasn't, sir.
Well, you damn well ought to be, especially at Christmas. It's a very sensitive time of year. You have to make the distinction between an exploration of the soul with flipping Norton
Ra... the doll! Sorry to interrupt.
Hello
again. Oh, she's gorgeous. Beautiful. Oh, God, Kay will love her.
Really? You think so?
Well, I know so. She's perfect. I'm jealous. Anyway, look. Better than me. Mantovani plays Arvo part.
Ooh, nasty. Mantovani. Four?
Ted.
I see. And Ted is?
Married to my mum. 63. Takes you to Harvester restaurants and says, stick with me, they know me in here, with a wink. Can't understand why they won't repeat Bless This House on the telly these days.
He'll love it.
I wonder. Too obvious?
Far too obvious. And perfect for Ted. Tristram and Isolde would be an absolute slap in the face to Ted. You know Ted.
I know Ted.
I'm looking for a book for my dad's wife. Oh. She's a rambler, 65. She buys the Christmas dinner table candles sometime early on in April. Likes to plan the route beforehand, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
Would you like a glass of wine or beer or something? Sorry about the delay. There's an office party at the bar playing whiz-bang for forfeits or two fingers of Bailey's.
Cheers. Oh, this is nice. So, where do you spend Christmas?
On my own this year. They go together well, the words spend and Christmas. I usually go down to see my family, but this year, what with this and that, and the fact that I don't want to see my family, I'm going it alone. I went there last year with the girl I was seeing then.
My ex, Michael, used to stick his nose up at people who'd drink Baileys at Christmas. Then he'd spend 4 days guzzling the stuff at every little do. I'm in London this year, too. I do like Christmas, really.
So do I, in a kind of no-I-don't sort of way. How are you doing?
Who did this list for you?
Oh, mainly me. I must admit, the older women in the family had me stumped, so Jackie, my PA.
Oh. Have you put all your cards yet? James, was it?
James, yes. And no, I haven't, actually.
Good, well, don't. Have some of mine. The smallest box I could find had 80. I need less than half of those. Cheers.
Cheers. Francis?
Francis. So my grandma's slapping his back, and he's still unable to breathe. The table's a disaster because he's clutching and pulling at the cloth.
Wow.
My dad's on the phone swearing at the hospital receptionist, accusing her of being pissed on Christmas Day. Mum's in floods of tears, apologising, but still defending the idea on the grounds that we would all be much more excited when the lucky winner was revealed. Which I suppose, in a sense, we were.
And what was it she'd put in the pudding instead of a sixpence?
2 £10 notes.
And Grandad got them both.
Yeah, one big mouthful. Oh, I shouldn't laugh. He died the day after Boxing Day. Unrelated, I think, but, well, you never know.
No wonder you can't touch this stuff, then.
Not really. Do you mind?
Not at all. I'll polish it off, if you don't mind.
Oh, go ahead. Thank God he eats. He won't be staring at me when I do, like Michael. I should have lost weight for Michael.
On Christmas Eve?
Yes.
Would you like to meet me for lunch?
For... Oh, any other day, the thing is, my, Michael and I, he left me 3 months ago for someone else, someone I knew, actually. Well, for the last 2 years, we finished our Christmas shopping off on Christmas Eve, especially the things we were getting for each other, and then we'd meet at Flanagan's in Tudor Square. Do you know Flanagan's? Mm. I suppose, I'm half wondering whether he'll remember, and I'd planned, Well, I'd hate not to be there if he's...
Right, not to worry.
You know, it's a lovely offer.
Don't worry. We used to go to the ship.
I just feel under...
I'm probably already lined up for something or other. Hey, what did you decide for Uncle Clive?
Perhaps another time. Gloves for Clive.
Gloves? Gloves.
Clive, 57. Reads Witch Artex Finnish magazine. Once said the word blast in a town council planning officers meeting and received a written warning.
Very close.
Been married since he was 13?
Yep, good as to Maureen.
Don't buy gloves, get him a puppy.
No.
Definitely, yes. And not just any puppy, get him a bulldog. Just for a laugh.
Maureen hates dogs.
Well, then it's perfect.
Actually, Maureen hates anything that has the ability to pant. That's why she's under it's Clive, I think.
She smells of orange. Orange and mint. She's perfect perfume. God, I'd like to drag that Michael clown down here and have him explain himself to me. This girl deserves a Christmas stocking on the end of her bed. With beautiful soaps and poems and apples and sixpences crammed inside it. She deserves ribbons and soft leather gloves. And one little ring in her stocking. Not the hollow, empty stomachache of waiting for the phone to ring. I've been working too hard.
Okay, so, well, thanks for the wine.
I've just worked out why they call it mull. Well, precisely what I'm going to do now, the next 3 hours. Mull.
Oh, well, it was lovely.
In an hour, you'll hate me.
No, why?
Round about the time you realise that the High Street only has 3 wool shops, 2 poxy bookies, and a mid-70s style Pronto print franchise. Where do all the shops go when it comes to Christmas shopping?
Don't forget opticians.
Of course, all 7.
And chemists.
And veggie. Hang on. Chemists? Brilliant. Get your list out.
Oh, eh?
Get the list. Get your list out now. I've changed my mind about Clive.
Really? Not the bulldog?
Not the bulldog. Definitely not. No. Right, ready?
Ready.
Get him 60 paracetamol. You'll be doing him a favour.
60?
Well, 80 then.
80? Okay.
Much better. So.
Okay.
Well, have a lovely Christmas, Francis.
You too, James.
Oh, and good luck with...
Michael.
Yeah. Fingers crossed.
Thanks. First stop?
Back to the bookshop, I think. I think I might try to explore myself in Norton Radstock after all. Take care.
I will. See you again.
Fat chance.
Yeah. See you again, Francis.
Fat chance.
One cheap card. One cheap... 2.5 exquisite years I shared your every secret dream and... One. Oh, dear Francis, have a good one. Lots of love always, Michael. Last year's card with a poem on the front called Belonging. Still kept. Still belonging, Michael. She'll never give you... Where's that blasted poem? She'll never give you 2 million secret deep waters to fathom. She won't love your fillings, your hopeless, stinking, shabby cars, your laziness... We'll forgive your broken promises. I'll be there, though. I'll be there in Flanagan's, darling. 1 o'clock as usual. If you want me.
Hello. Jackie?
James? Hi.
Listen, I will be in the office later after all.
It's Christmas Eve.
I know it is.
I won't be here.
I know. I thought in case you get anyone on the mobile later.
Oh. How did the shopping go on Friday?
Yeah, it was all right. I met someone who helped me a bit, so... I've got a bit left to do this morning, but after lunch I may as well work for a bit. I haven't got too much planned this year, to be honest. To be honest, Christmas Eve depresses me. You'll be off to Bristol later, are you?
Yeah.
With Barry and the kids.
God help us. And my mother.
Have a lovely break. Sounds good to me. Oh, and look in my filing cabinet. Top drawer.
What?
Have a look. Before you go.
Hang on. Just a second.
Oh. Got it? It is white linen you wear, isn't it?
Yes. Aren't you good?
Good. Happy Christmas. And say hello to Barry for me and the kids.
Thank you, James. And James, don't sit around thinking, okay? Thinking doesn't do you any good. That's what Barry always says.
Have a lovely break.
All right.
I'll see you soon.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And what exactly is this little bit left to do this morning then, James? A little bit of straw clutching?
vain hoping, daydream and finger crossing.
List, list. Oh, right, what's left? The question mark's left. Small thing for self, question mark? Very sad. Small thing for pudding, question mark. Do they do self-pull Christmas crackers? I wonder. And still top of the list, Michael. Question mark. How the hell did we ever get to the question mark stage, Michael?
What's her name?
Sandra.
For God's sake, Sandra!
Very nice. You'd actually like her if you knew her better.
No, I wouldn't. How could you do it?
Just look at yourself. Even now, look at you. You just completely let yourself go. Spend your whole time crying. Just look at yourself. How could I do it? How could I not do it?
But he did say there'd always be somewhere for me in his heart. Question mark.
Okay, so it's more of an orange or mint. Sort of a mixture between orange and mint smell.
And this one's too...
harsh, I think. Too harsh. Hers was soap-ish. Fresh. Very subtle.
Well, it's tricky. Anyone who knows her who could tell you?
No. I'd know if I smelt it, though.
Right, then. Try this one.
If I see her in the street with bags for him, or him, with bags for her. 12:30, half an hour. He will be in there. He will be there. I know he will. And I shall present him with this fine sky blue needle cotton shirt and a bottle of 12-year-old tawny port in a heavy oak box. Please.
That one, please. The one at the back. That's it. Right at the back. Leave it unwrapped. I've got the paper.
Now, don't be disappointed, Francis. No one likes to see you cry on Christmas Eve. He did say it was over, and he doesn't love you anymore. He doesn't love you, so... Oh, Nana, wherever you are, if you could just do this one thing for me. Well, Flanagan's. In you go, girl.
Hello? Oh, Jackie, hi. Fine. Any calls? Oh, right. Well, give him a bell back and tell him I'll call after lunch. No one else called, I suppose. No? Okay. Well, have a lovely holiday. See you soon. Bye. How could she call? She doesn't know where I work, who I am. 1 o'clock. Flanagan's. Hand in hand, no doubt, with hot wine warming every reconciliatory kiss. Don't humiliate yourself any more than you have already, James. 2 hours, searching like a maniac, until you finally discover that she likes to wear... ethics.
Now we are aching. Now we are stupid and aching and lonely in Flanagan's. Congratulations! Michael. Alone with bags. Thank you, Nana. Oh, now then, Francis, walk with Auntie Mary straight back. Bess McLean smile. Eyes full of possibilities. Michael?
Francis.
I knew you'd be here, darling.
Oh, did you?
Yes, I knew it all along.
Well, it looks like you've bought up the high street as usual.
Oh, just a couple of small things, really. And you too, you've been busy too.
They're mine.
Oh.
Hello, Francis.
Sandra.
Well, ready, Mike?
Yeah. Take care, Francis. Catch you later. Merry Christmas.
Yes. Sorry, I'm waiting for someone. Right, okay, bye.
Said you wouldn't do this, James. You promised you would not do this.
Excuse me.
Sorry, mate.
Go to work, James. Lurking like a stalker outside Flanagan's with a bottle of ethics and a doll wrapped up. It's the final degradation. It is the act of a desperate...
woman. A desperate, lonely... Oh, what is it with me? What is wrong with me?
Take care, Francis. Catch you later. Merry Christmas.
We behave in daily life in a manner which completely belies our intellectual... It's not about that, though. It's not about intellect. It's Christmas.
Are you okay?
Well, I suppose I am. But Michael, that's my ex, has just come here with the woman he left me for, and I thought this was our special place, especially on Christmas Eve. I'm 34. I don't know what I'm doing tomorrow or any other... Sorry. Oh, dear, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
James.
Pardon?
James. He's fat. He's in the ship.
Is he?
He'd suit Sky Blue too.
You don't think you're having a breakdown, do you?
Yes, I do. Bye. Always just too late. It's such a pattern, Francis. Always when it's just...
What's your list?
Excuse me? Hello?
You had your head bowed down. Thought you might have lost your list.
No.
Oh, must be the...
pressure. It's the pressure, I think.
Much left to do?
Oh, just bits and bobs.
Did you go to...
How's your list?
Oh, just self to do, you know.
Me too.
Oh, really?
Any ideas for a... Tell me about this James.
Oh, James? He's a git.
Oh.
He buys his auntie's antimacassars and never would have dreamed of buying a doll in a million... Sometimes he's a lurker outside Flanagan's, holding a bottle of...
Oh.
Happy Christmas.
What's this?
It's yours.
This is ethics.
It is.
I wear this.
Yes, I know. Come on, I want to show you something.
No one else wears this.
And that's for sure.
I did go to Flanagan's.
Who have you got left to buy for? I have a great idea for someone under 30, if there's anyone on your list.
And Michael was there.
Anyone young? Between 15 and 30?
Where are we going?
Follow me. It's just round here.
Do you wear shirts like this?
Only large ones, yeah.
Would you like it?
Eh? Well, here we are. Look at this.
Shirt?
Now listen. To the traffic and the shopping. Come with me.
I want you to have it.
Just keep listening to the noise. Now listen. Keep listening. I'd buy them this, Francis. I'd buy them this. I'd buy them a bus ticket that took them to this. Not the fuss and the sermon, but this. Soft peace and quiet.
The candles are moving with the song of the voices, look.
I'd buy them silence.
Can we sit down?
I can sit down.
I'm 34 years old. I love Michael very much.
I'm overweight and 35.
But there wasn't a day went by that I didn't suspect him of that.
I work far too hard because whenever I think about the things that I don't have...
I'm overweight too.
I panic. And this is a problem with me. I'm a panicker.
So when I panic, I look for...
reassurance?
Which just seems to put my love
off. They back away.
It just makes it worse, which makes me...
even more.
Insecure until eventually...
we stifle each other. At Christmas, I yearn for a
child. I yearn.
Child? What's that?
This is a 12-year-old tawny port straight from the bottle. Try the shirt on.
This is yours. Not a child, but...
beauty, nonetheless. She's perfect.
I'm fairly unimaginative.
In bed. Well, at least that's what...
Claire used to say, but...
and I mean it. I
really, really mean it.
She's a beautiful doll, James.
People
should come to this place and drink port and...
She is, James. Look at her. Nice shirt.
Oh, I have. I've looked at her. I've seen her 1,000 times.
Sky blue suits you. It'll take time to heal.
You smell like my favourite dream. I will...
This is where I shall come when I'm...
All the time in the world. I have all the time in the world. I suppose tomorrow...
We could...
Finish the bottle?
And toast.
Kindness?
You're bigger than I realised.
I'm sorry.
Oh, not bigger. It's a shame you're not a bit bigger.
Because?
Because you'd have every excuse to undress again and sit drinking port from the bottle without your shirt on. Is that unholy?
It's the holiest thing I've heard for a long time.
To kindness.
To kindness. Never make a vow in a church before.
Never.
Nor me.
Kindness, then. I vow kindness.
I vow kindness too, Francis. I vow kindness too.
This is it, then. This is our unimprovable Christmas shopping list. Oh, one more sip for now.
One. Someone to drink tea with in bed on Sunday mornings.
Two. Someone to shout at when the kids are late for school.
Three. Someone to do nothing in particular with in the evenings.
But kindly and easily, nothing. Four. Reassurance, always.
Five. You won't be unloved. Never, ever.
Six, time for stillness and windlessness.
Seven, do you hear me, Francis? Ever. Never, ever.
Eight.
With all my heart, I promise you that.
Eight, with all my heart, I promise you that too. Unimprovable, James. Our list is... unimprovable.
In Christmas Shopping, Francis was played by Sarah Jane Holm, James by Toby Jones, and Michael by Adam Blakeney. Jackie was Carolyn Jones, and the shop assistant was Alistair Danson. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Musical composition was by Max Hillman, Sonny James Lovell, and Matthew Johnson. Christmas Shopping was written by Max Hillman and directed by Catherine Horn.
Mudd's festive hit Lonely This Christmas was the inspiration for our play on Christmas Day. It brings two unlikely people together, Carol and Joe, who meet over the washing up after Christmas lunch. For Joe, it's been difficult.
So happy Christmas. I love you, baby.
I make a great mince pie. I'm a baker. Last Christmas, I had a home, a family, a job, a life. This Christmas, I'm one of the people you rush past guiltily when you're doing your last-minute shopping. You don't know how quickly your life can change. But it can change back again, with a little help from a friend.
And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
A Rock and Roll Christmas is at 4:15 on Christmas Day.